dance on our floor.
I got the mail.
Thank you.
Okay. Janet. Gardening Monthly. Janet. Medical News. Terry. Jack. Janet. Illustrated Lingerie Catalog. Jack. Terry.
Jack, you're not dressed.
I am so dressed.
Not for company, you're not. Jack, I told you.
I'm tired of hearing about Randy Buckley.
But
Janet,
Jack...
I know she's your best friend from high school, but so what?
Well, I just want you to make a good impression.
Won't I always?
Ow!
I make good impressions.
Oh,
I always make...
Get up!
I'm leaking!
Oh, get up! Look at him! Give me this! Oh, and I'm...
It's
look
fine.
What you do. Oh, Jack, please. We have to get this place all straightened up. You see... Well, I haven't seen Scooter since she moved to New York.
Scooter?
Yeah, isn't that great? That's what we always used to call her. She was a scruffy little tomboy, always rolling in the dirt and riding her bike.
Glorioski, I can't wait to tell the Beaver that Scooter's coming to town. Oh, that's gonna be so boss. Oh.
It's not Scooter anymore, Jack. She's all grown up now. Very successful in advertising, a career woman. She's out here making a commercial.
Oh.
So, well, could you at least try and look presentable?
Oh, sure, Janet. For you, I'll tie my shoes. All right, how about that?
Scooter! Piggy!
Piggy?
Oh, look at you. You look wonderful.
Does she ever?
Thank you. Both. I'd like for you to meet my roommate, Jack Tripper. Randy Buckley. Hello, Jack.
Randy, nice to meet you. Janet, why didn't you tell me Randy was coming over?
What?
I mean, I would have dressed more appropriately. Piggy?
I used to do this imitation of Porky Pig.
Badia. That's all, folks. Thank you.
He's kind of cute.
Yeah, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, I do.
Well, good. I was kind of hoping you and Jack would hit it off.
Yeah, well, give it my best shot.
Okay. You know what, Randy? Yeah. There's something different about you.
Well, let's see. I had my teeth capped, I fixed my nose, I straightened my hair, and I lost 20 pounds.
No, that's not it.
I'm wearing high heels.
That's it! You're taller!
Hi, ladies. I'm back.
What took you so long?
She's so amusing. That's why I keep her here.
Jack.
Janet tells me you make commercials.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm out here to make one for Chuck E. Jeans. You know the one with the girl on the horse?
You do those? I own a pair. I love my Chuckies.
Yeah, I love the girl on the horse. Are you ever going to show us her face?
It's okay, Janet. I like a man with a sense of humor.
Well, good. Maybe Jack will introduce you to one. Listen, while you two get better acquainted, I'll go to some coffee.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm asking about the bathroom. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Janet told us to get better acquainted.
Yes, she didn't. We don't want to let Janet down, do we?
No. We owe it to her.
Yes. Is it getting warm in here?
Jack, do you have any plans for the next couple of hours?
It is getting warm in here.
Would you like to see me in action? I mean, down at the studio, you know, where I'm shooting the commercial.
Oh, I'd love that. What about Janet?
What about Janet?
Well, I invited Jack down to the studio, but he was worried about you.
Oh? Yeah.
You want to come along?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. Well, I can't, of course.
I have a date.
Really?
Don't sound so surprised.
Wait, you've got a date at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Well, it was the only time he could get off work.
Who's the guy?
You don't know him.
I know that. That's why I'm asking.
Why are you being so nosy?
I'm just
Jeff,
asking.
Please,
who
Randy,
you...
would you just get him out of here? Go on, you two. Jeff, go on. Go, go, go.
Oh, Larry, you're so sweet. Now, are you sure you can manage?
Oh, sure. Besides, this is much too heavy for you.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Terry, Larry, I would like for you to meet my good friend, Randy Buckley.
Hello.
Here, put these in the kitchen.
Oh. Nice meeting you.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
And goodbye. We gotta run. Eat your heart out.
Have a good time.
Bye.
Wow, that was some girl.
Yeah, we grew up together.
Yeah, but not in the same places.
Yeah, hair looks great. Just maybe take this little tuck like that. Okay, terrific. Okay. Well, are you impressed?
Oh, yes. It's really very interesting. But, you know, I gotta confess, there's some commercials that are really stupid. I mean, did you ever see the one where the washing machine talks to the women?
I did that one.
See, you didn't let me finish. I was going to say, that one was brilliant. I can watch that over and over again. It had a certain kind of a...
You want to check these poses?
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's see. No. No.
Yes.
Yes, that's it. Okay, let's do one.
All right, everybody. Quiet.
Roll, please. Jack, are you all right?
Yeah, maybe. That's it. No more coffee.
You all right?
Fine. Fine. Go ahead.
Roll, please.
Chuck E. Jeans, take one.
Action.
If I don't wear Chuck E. Jeans, I don't wear anything.
Cut.
That was good.
There's a shadow on her face. Could you just check the light for me, please?
Well, it sure gets complicated around here, doesn't it?
Oh, this is nothing. Try working with a monkey sometime.
What?
Oh, a commercial I just did in New York. The monkey wouldn't do anything right.
Oh, drove you bananas, huh?
Tell me about it. Every time I would yell action, the dumb ape would roll over and go to sleep.
No.
Cost us a fortune in overtime.
Well, you should have used an elephant. I hear they work for peanuts.
That's not funny.
I know.
Sponsor hated it. I've got to do the whole thing all over again when I get back.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault. Dumb ape just couldn't stay awake.
We're ready.
Great. Okay, rolling, please.
Chuck E. Jeans, take two.
Ready, action.
If I don't wear Chuck E. Jeans.
Ow, ow, ow! I put my hand on the...
And Jack,
I'm
Jack.
Sorry, blonde girl. I didn't know.
Jack, could you...
You don't need me messing around like this when you're trying to work. I'm so sorry for the disruption.
Jack, if you
my
could
apologies.
Just sit right over there just
I'm
for a couple of
not
minutes.
Not enough. Mum's the word, seriously.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, right Randy. I won't...
Be right with you. Okay. Thank
you. Lamp was hot, though. I just...
Roll, please.
Chuck E. Jeans, take three.
Action!
If I don't wear Chuck E. Jeans...
No, don't. I'm fine. I can see.
Oh, you're kidding. A real-life Jack in the box.
Well,
not always.
Oh?
Actually, we had a very romantic evening.
Oh.
After we had dinner, Jack took me down to the beach, and,
And what?
Oh, it's going to have to wait. I've got to get back to
the set.
No,
come on. We haven't heard the end.
No. Well, it's not over yet. We're going to see each other tonight. I'm going to pick him up here.
You're going out with Jack again?
Try to stop me. Oh, look what time it is. I have got to change my clothes for work. It was nice seeing you again, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. What are you grinning about?
Nothing. I think it's neat that you and Jack like each other.
Oh, well. We do.
Yeah. That sounds serious.
Oh, well, not really, Janet. I mean, my husband wouldn't like it very much.
That sounded just like you said, my husband.
I did.
You're married?
Yes. I thought you knew that.
No, I didn't know that. But your name is still the same.
Well, you see, I kept my maiden name because of my work, you see?
Well, if you're married, then where's your husband?
At home in New York, probably snoozing in front of the TV.
Oh, but you've been going out with Jack.
Relax, Janet. It's just a harmless little fling.
Oh, wait a minute. No, hang on a second. Does Jack know?
Janet.
What?
Oh, Randy, how nice.
Oh, Jack, I can't talk. I'll see you tonight, okay?
Okay. Woo! Oh, isn't she something?
She certainly is. Jack?
Yeah?
When you and Randy were out, did you guys talk?
Well, you gotta talk a little, otherwise.
I mean, did you really talk? You know, seriously.
About what?
Things, just, well, like New York. And, like, what's waiting for her back there.
Oh, you mean that dumb ape.
How can you say that?
Because she told me all about him. I mean, you can imagine how frustrating it can be.
No, I can't.
Well, think about it, Janet. She calls for action and that stupid baboon just rolls over and goes to sleep.
Stupid baboon? Jack, I can't believe that you can be that unfeeling and so crude. Oh, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
Hey, wait, Jen. I'm sorry. I didn't know she had a thing for baboons. Janet? Hey, Janet. Come on. I don't even know what's bothering you. Jen. Can't we talk about this? Hey, Janet. Terry, did Janet just talk to you?
She certainly did.
You look awful.
Well, I feel awful.
Why?
How would you feel if one of your roommates was fooling around with someone who's married?
What?
Oh.
Ow!
Ben!
She'd hate to be in traction on her floor.
Hey, Jocko, here's the $10 I owe you.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
So that's why she wouldn't talk about the date yesterday.
What?
He's married.
Who?
That explains why she had to meet him at 11 o'clock in the morning.
What are you talking about?
Larry, Janet is having an affair with a married man.
She told you?
No.
He told you that?
No, Terry told me. I'm so angry, I feel like hauling off and smashing.
Hey, take it easy, pal. Hitting Janet won't solve anything.
I would... Not her, him. Oh, Larry.
What am I gonna do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Come on, buddy. You know Janet. She's a level-headed girl with both feet on the ground.
Yeah, but...
Look, just give her a little time. And after a while, she'll realize that it's all wrong. And then the whole thing will just blow over.
Yeah, you're right, pal. Thanks, Larry.
Sure. No one's going to take advantage of Janet. I should know. I tried.
Randy, you're early. Oh, good.
Hmm. We can get a head start on our date.
I bought this new dress just for you.
Aw.
Do you have a place where I can change?
Right this way, madam. Here, let me take this for you.
Jack.
Yeah?
Did Janet talk to you?
Oh, she sure did.
Uh-huh. Gave you a pretty hard time, huh?
Oh, yeah. But I think Jan will be all right. She'll get over it.
Well, good. Let's just have fun tonight.
You said it.
Would you help me with this zipper?
Oh, sure. Gee, I'm all thumbs. Oh.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, it's beautiful. And so soft.
You must be Janet.
Yes, I am. Can I help you?
I'm Randy's husband, Alan.
Aren't you supposed to be in New York?
Well, I just flew in. I wanted to surprise her.
She isn't here.
Oh, well, they said at the studio she was on her way.
Yes, well, but they didn't know that she was going to stop at the hotel and change her clothes before she came over. And you know how long it takes a woman to change. So, while you're waiting, why don't you and I go out and have a drink?
A drink?
Yes. Well, see, you won't be seeing your wife for a long time, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Janet?
Yeah.
Where are your manners? Aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Alan, Jack, Alan, let's go.
Hi there.
Oh.
Hey, that's a nice wedding ring.
Oh, thanks. I haven't taken this off since the day I said I do.
We really should be going.
Not so fast. So, you never take off your ring, huh? Now, you see, I find that fascinating.
Well, it just sort of lets the whole world know you're married. That way, when you fool around a little, they know right up front not to expect anything.
Uh-huh. Well, expect this.
No! Jack! What have you done?
What do you mean, what have I done? What have you done?
What?
That is a married man.
I know that.
You know that? Then, Janet, why are you going out with him?
Why would I go out with Randy's husband?
Randy's
husband.
Yes. Randy says, wife. She's married?
Yeah. Oh, come on. You knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. You called her husband a big ape.
I called her monkey a big ape.
What monkey?
The monkey in the commercial. You knocked out an innocent man. Oh. Help me get him up.
Okay. Wait. You know, as soon as he comes to, he's going to find his wife in your bedroom.
I said, help me get him up and help me get him out.
Okay.
Big guy.
Easy, Dad. Oh, you know, you really need some air. Let's take a long walk.
Okay.
Here, let's walk.
Oh, Jack, honey.
Who's that?
That's our other roommate, Terry.
Yes?
Yeah.
Huh? Isn't it amazing how she can throw her voice like that?
What is going on here?
Well, Randy's husband here sort of accidentally got knocked out by Jack's fist.
Randy's husband?
Right.
Yes, we're going to take him for a little walk.
No. Would you wait? His eyes aren't even focused yet. Now, he's got to lie down.
He can lie down in the street. Come on.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. Terry's right, Jack. We'll lie him down in the kitchen.
The kitchen?
Yeah, he could be hungry.
Right. Lie him down on the couch.
No, wait, Terry.
On the couch now.
Yes, nurse. Come on. We're going to lie you down on the couch. Okay. Here. All right? Just take it easy.
Now you're going to be
feet.
All...
I'll just lay your
feet. Put the feet,
feet right up here.
Yeah. Right here. Now.
Janet?
Yeah?
You get the smelling salts? I'll get the ice.
Oh, okay, fine, Terry. You go and get the ice while I go and get the smelling salts. Get her out of here.
Right.
Well? What do you think?
Randy, we haven't much time.
Oh, Jack, you are so impetuous.
Your husband's here.
What?
Come on. I gotta get you out of here fast.
What are you doing with my wife?
Take your hands off me.
Listen, you.
Alan, please, don't interrupt. I'm auditioning Jack for a commercial.
He hit me.
Alan, please, I am working.
I'm sorry.
Now, in the next scene, you say, since you've been using lilac lotion, your skin is so soft and smooth. Say it.
Since you've been using lilac lotion, your skin is so soft and smooth.
Oh, darling!
I don't believe this for 1 minute.
What?
He's not putting enough into it.
He's absolutely right. Jack, more feeling. Hmm? Darling.
Don't interrupt. They're not finished yet. How can he perform with all these interruptions? All right, now really give it to her.
I'm sorry, Jack. You just don't have enough experience. We're going to have to go with the monkey. Well, what are we waiting for?
Hmm? Oh,
darling, I bought this dress just for you. Let's go out on the town.
Oh, good.
Oh, Alan, you know, I missed you so much.
And I missed you as much as you missed me.
Bye, everyone.
What was that?
That was two people who truly deserve each other.
So then, Randy just walks right out of here with her husband like nothing ever happened. Now, do you understand?
Yeah, I got it. You didn't know that she was married. Jack didn't know that she was married, and she didn't care whether she was married or not.
Right.
My kind of woman.
Larry, you are so disgusting. I mean, don't you have any principles at
Larry,
all?
Larry, hey. Before you start putting Larry down, you should know that he's the guy that went to bat for Janet here.
What?
Yeah, when I was stupid enough to think that Janet was messing around with a married man, Larry was the guy who said, no way, not our Janet. She would never do anything like that. Larry.
Oh. Oh, Larry, I am so sorry.
Too late now.
No, Larry, I didn't mean... Terry,
you have hurt me enough. And you know, this isn't the first time that you have said nasty things to
Larry,
me.
Larry, wait. I will never say anything nasty to you again.
Promise?
Promise.
Okay. You want to go to Vegas with me this weekend?
No.
She did it again.
Oh.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.